Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I understand. In fact, I was thinking about that whole scenario, you know, without getting into it too much, but I was thinking about that whole scenario this week, earlier, like you're talking about, you know, what's up with that? Supernatural feeling. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and again, you are at the right place.
The passing of our right ancestors. Time. I was just going through some of the
here at Progressive
some of the
News
folks
Weekly.
Who have made their transition.
Well, on a weekly basis, we bring you news and information that's been gathered from around the country, sometimes around the world, and it's news that's intended to inspire you and encourage you and empower you and, of course, to instill you to make a difference, to get
into action. So we like to say,
I have to do as much as I can, and by nine,
it's for you, by you, and of you. And typically we have guests that are joining us who are subject matter experts in the topic that we are discussing, and this evening is no exception. This evening we have a very special guest, well, possibly two very special guests, I might add. And I say that because both guests are, well, I can say regulars on Progressive News Weekly. And of the two guests, one, I dare say, one, very much impromptu, going to attempt to join us. And I say that because he is on the road. If you'd like to get privy to who our guests are going to be coming up, drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8, n.com, and I'll add you to my mail list. So if you're not on the list, well, naturally, you won't know in advance who my guests are. So that's just a little carrot. But I won't have you waiting long because, again, our guests tonight are very much impromptu and therefore may not be joining us very long. So tonight we have Miss Eula Pasternak returning, and that's always a pleasure. Miss Eula Pasternak is a wellness and human energy expert. And I guess you may be saying, well, what is a wellness and human energy expert, right? Well, we're going to talk about that. For those of you who are our regular listeners, well, you know what a wellness and human energy expert is. Pasternak will be joining us, and we're going to have a discussion this evening about just that, human energy. So hold on to your seats, buckle up those virtual seat belts, because we are truly going to take you for a supernatural ride. That bumper tune, by the way, for those of you who were curious, was no other than the Blackbirds, a protege group of the one and only Donald Byrd. And that takes us back into the 70s. Yes, this evening will be a supernatural experience. So we'll start off with Miss Eula Pasternak. And if we are fortunate, if we're fortunate, we're going to have joining us Dr. Glenn Mendoza, affectionately known as Dr. Glenn. So our lineup this evening started a little bit late. Well, it started significantly late. We started just a little after 7 due to some technical difficulties. And so we're going to move forward and not get caught up on that challenges. And we're going to, actually speaking of energy and the topic of the discussion tonight being energy, we're going to move forward with that in mind. As I mentioned, our co-host guest is Miss Eula Pasternak, and it's always a thrill when Miss Pasternak is able to join us as a human and wellness and energy expert. She has so much to share with us. She's an GMO specialist, so this will truly be a treat. And we're going to be possibly joined by Dr. Glenn Mendoza. He is traveling. He's actually at a convention. And we spoke earlier in the week, and, of course, he always joins us at or around the full moon to discuss full moon energies and full moon meditation. And he had said that he really wanted to join us, so he's going to try to actually step out of his conference. So we'll see how that works out. In the meantime, I want to bring onto the airways Miss Eula Pasternak as we try to bring Dr. Mendoza on because he only has about 10 minutes to join us if he's able to break away. So without further ado, Miss Eula Pasternak. Miss Pasternak, are you there? Pasternak on the line? Technical difficulties? Perhaps we're experiencing more. Well, we'll come back and try to reach Miss Pasternak shortly. Hopefully she'll be able to join us, as well as Dr. Mendoza. We never give up. You know, that's one of our tried and true themes. We never, ever give up. So we'll try to reach out to Miss Pasternak and see, you know, what's going on with her. But for tonight, again, we are going to be talking about energy, and not the kind of energy, not the kind of energy that we typically are used to. And so bear with us while we determine what our technical difficulties are here. I see Miss Eula Pasternak is on the air with us, but her off. So we'll try this again and see if we can. So, again, we're going to try to bring Miss Eula Pasternak on the line, and then we're going to bring on Dr. Glenn Mendoza as well. So I'm hoping that we have Miss Eula Pasternak on the line with us now. Miss Pasternak?
I hope we are. Fine. Hello.
Hi. How are you, Miss Eula?
I am good. Thank you. Good to be back. And hello, everyone. Happy full moon.
Yes.
In a wonderful sign of Taurus. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You know, some folks don't understand that when you say Taurus, because they're thinking, wait a minute, this is Scorpio. But I think you're talking about something a little bit different than what they may be thinking of, correct?
Well, the sun is in Scorpio, but the moon is in Taurus. And that is what the blessings that are coming in can be harnessed. And again, with astrology, let's focus on the blessings, the chances that we have to receive, to balance, to heal, to grow, not as an excuse for blame games or poor me attitude. That is what the choices in our life are about. Can we be inspired by the help that is on standby? Can we open up to receive it? Can we fill up and clear and share what we receive this month? It gives us a chance to harness and put into action. So yes, thank you for inviting me. How can I help? Can you hear me?
Yes, Miss Pasternak.
Yes.
Yes, yes, we're having all kinds of wonderful technical issues. Yeah, we were trying to reach Dr. Mendoza to see if he was going to join us. He's actually in a conference, but when we spoke earlier, he said that he really, you know, enjoys doing our full moon episodes. And he really wanted to participate, and he would try to break away if we reached out to him. So our engineer was trying to reach out to him and see if we could reach him. He may not be able to join us, but we will still have a discussion, as you were just referring to, the differences between the lunar and the solar energies, as Dr. Mendoza and yourself always talk about. The solar energies are actually the energies from which we get our lunar energies to some extent, because that light that we receive from the moon is actually, of course, reflected, as we remember from 8th grade or 7th grade science, from the sun. So would you like to talk about, on a spiritual level, energetically level, some of the differences between the lunar and solar energies?
Well, simply put, solar energies is what we harness during daytime when we are awake, aware, and those are the frequencies that we get to create with. And we have a beautiful balance with the solar and moon, lunar energies, and that is what is available to us, not just to create with, but to heal with, to share, to be co-creators with our divine nature and divine help that is on standby. So lunar energies is what is available to us at night. And most of us are asleep, and therefore parts of us that are still working at night get to harness those blessings, those frequencies. And very much as validating the duality that we are here to learn from and master, we get to understand and work with what ancients have tried to describe for us as the zodiac. And the moon energies are opposite of the solar energies, not just because they're at night, but that is how the energies work for us in this realm. Now, many consider lunar energies not as important, because if we don't really see them because we are asleep at night, maybe they're not as important. Yet, in many cultures, many philosophical systems, many shamanic traditions, the lunar energies are actually more revered because they protect us at night when we are asleep, because they are more of that power that is invisible, that is so much more powerful than what we see, because we can be seduced easily by what we see, and we can give into fear and control of that fear over what we do not see. Yet that is where the power might be for us to create with, to heal with, to shift what we need to shift, be healthy, wealthy, happy in this realm. And that is what we can incorporate into our life, into our connecting to this world, learning from this world, and being as blissful as we possibly can. So each 2 weeks, we welcome a shift in lunar energies from new moon to full moon. Each month, we welcome different solar energies as they change the zodiac sign. So yes, we just welcome Scorpio sun and enjoy the Taurus full moon.
Okay, so, you know, Taurus has certain characteristics, as does Scorpio and all of the other signs. When there's a Taurus full moon, are there different attributes of energy, similar to attributes of energy under the solar, under the solar energies?
Yeah, with Taurus, I mean, what does a bull represent for us? That's why those energies are symbolized by that image, by that quality of, is it a Ferdinand and gentle bull, or is it a powerful, strong energy that can be stable, safe, and ready to shift physical when it's needed? Are we that in our life, or do we need help with that? So do we want to let go of all things that we hang on to with our physicality? Well, that's the energy. That's the power that can do it for us. Bring in that physical force to clear the old, to let go, to push through obstacles. But also, do we need stability and safety in the physical? Because that is what that can also symbolize for us. There is a lot of wisdom of that earth sign and stabilizing energy of this is the densest form of alchemy. So this is what we can force our changes to be about. This gives form in the physical, so very much transforming into of our forms. That is, create form with that feminine birthing energy. Can we be receptive to change in the physical? Can we align with feminine aspects of the moon, of the Venus, that is in retrograde and is helping us revisit what she symbolizes? Where are we with our frequencies of love, of fertility, of sexuality, of connecting to that essence of life to create physical form? And by that I also mean create physical. This is harvest season. Have we harvested? Have we grown our seeds we planted in springs? Have they blossomed? Have they produced fruit? Did we gladly accept the fruits of our labors? Because Scorpio Sun is asking us to look deeper, to let go, to put death to what we consider no longer serving us, to let go like the trees, let go of the leaves and be born again in the spring, to be okay killing some aspects of our life, putting end to some things again in spring, and grow into that new beginning. So a lot of those energies, frequencies, patterns are waiting for us to activate. Can we revisit if our rules for life, if our patterns in life are serving us? Most of us are ready to improve, to grow, to manifest better, greater, grow with what we're learning from, overcome challenges, appreciate them as lessons, and prove not just to ourselves, but to all the beings of light that are on standby to support us, that we got this. We're good at this. We're getting better at this. On the Northern Hemisphere, we're getting ready for winter. Slow down, deal with colder temperatures. Obviously, our weather patterns are becoming a lot more powerful and scary. The hurricanes are much harsher. The climate change is getting a lot more intense. And we are dealing with more challenges, whether they're economic or political or socioeconomic, or challenging our philosophy of living and letting go of dogma and embracing healthier lifestyles. I mean, your program encompasses all possibilities. So I welcome guidance. What would you like us to focus and inspire our listeners about shifting and changing and welcoming or slowing down or completing as we welcome soon November as we get ready for many who celebrate Halloween or All Saints Day or All Souls Day, whatever the connection is to your belief systems, there's always a reason to celebrate. There's always a choice to bring out the best in life for us. So how can I help?
Well, I love the fact that you used an analogy of the harvest season to the energy that we can be harvesting now. So I would love it if you can link, as that analogy would go forward, into how can we harvest those seeds, and can you give us some specifics as to the types of seeds that you're referring to? In other words, seeds that we planted earlier in the year, is it time now as we go into a more, I guess, dormant season? Prior to that season, we reap the harvest of what we've planted. So I'd like you to go a little deeper into that analogy, if you would.
Well, our life is full of cycles. That's why many cultures, many philosophies, many paths in this world relate to nature and the cycles in nature to help us harness and be in sync with the frequencies that nature uses to show us what we can receive support about. And we are, I consider it blessed to have four seasons. And we are in between fall and winter. And fall is about harvesting. And winter is about slowing down, rebuilding resources, our energetic, our emotional, our mental, with holidays, with family get-togethers, and paying attention to the emotional warmth in our hearts, with holidays, with families, with celebrations. So have we looked at our year in retrospect? So we can slow down and reinvent ourselves, can start over in spring, bigger, better, healthier attitude towards our creations and our life. I refer to it as many of us have New Year's resolutions that might or might not become seeds, new projects, new jobs, new desires, new dreams come true. And that can be as specific as, I want a better job. Have I achieved that this year? I want a better office. Have I achieved that this year? I would like a better home. Have I been able to locate it? And that is how I measure my progress. And some things have been accomplished and others have not. And I'm okay with that because I am able to maintain my inner peace and look at what I need to line up to reach that goal. And winter is a wonderful time to reconfigure, redesign how I approach my project. New seeds for them can be planted in spring. And that's the harvest of ideas, harvest of desires, harvest of whatever we set out as growth, our growth, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental. And for many, we are just discovering what it means for the soul to grow, for our spiritual reconnection with our contract negotiated with divinity. Some of it is what we want to do, and some of it is what we are asked to contribute to this world, to help it grow, to help it heal. That is what I consider evaluating our harvest. As we get ready to embark on our holiday season. I mean, with our culture, it's a mix of Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the other holidays in between, and then New Year's, and we start over. In many shamanic traditions, every full moon is starting over. Every new moon is starting over because we get a chance to bring support, frequencies of light to help us with our light, representing light, flowing, sharing, creating with light. And then each one of us designs it, customizes it, what it looks like as we express it. So how able, willing, and ready we are to create and manifest our desires. What have we accomplished? Without shame. I tried. It worked. I tried. It didn't work. So I need to redesign it, come up with a different plan, and maybe have different support. Onward and upward. So that's what the cycles in life offer us. What have you accomplished this year that you can share with us?
So we're looking at now, and this, and I want to stay on this track. We're looking at now. Uh-huh. This season of autumn as a parallel time that we can reflect back on those seeds of goals and projects that we set out and see what those fruits are of those seeds and goals of goals, projects that we set out for. Wow. That is so.
And it is every year. And it is every year. That's why I refer to it as our cyclical nature, our cyclicity that we can revisit, learn from, improve, and bring in more elements to the plan to bring and create more love, more joy, more vibrancy. So we thrive in this world, not just get by. Thrive physically and emotionally and mentally, and the soul gets to play and lead us into our bliss.
You know, you mentioned something very interesting, Ayula. You said physically, mentally, emotionally, and, of course, spiritually, which I tend to separate. Those actually can and possibly should plant them in each of those areas. For example, as staying with your analogy, plant them in various gardens. We may have the garden of physicality, the garden of mentality, the garden of emotionality, and the garden of spirituality, and see that we plant some seeds in each one of those. Does that make some sense at all? And then at the end of the year, you know, see what the fruits of those things were. For example, physically, my physicality, I'll use myself, might be at the beginning of the year to say, you know, I want to be more toned. That doesn't mean I want to be more muscular necessarily, though the two often go hand in hand. One, to have been in athletics most of my adult life, you know, I relate to the physicality piece in terms of sports and athletics and exercise, physical. This is strictly the physical garden in our analogy. And so the goal would have been to be more toned so that the physical aspect of me is responsive. When I say tone, and as a trainer of sorts, I speak of tone in terms of the body's ability to respond. Now, you may get to talk with those who training and talk about athleticism from a different perspective. But from my perspective, that's what toning is. So that would have been one of my goals, and the harvest that I'm reaping now, I would, if I were to scale it, I'd say was fairly good, but not excellent. I'm very hard on myself. So,
and that's probably a mental job.
So that ties back to my mental. Very good. You're right in line with me. So that ties into my mental garden that I would set. You know, let's not be too hard on ourselves here. Get in tune with my mental self more so that I'm stepping outside of myself more. Now, that ties into meditation, of course, which ties into the spirituality piece somewhat, which would be be more in tune spiritually. And then, of course, I believe underlying that is the emotional side of it.
We are creatures of patterns. We adopt or inherit patterns from those that... So This is the introspection of how are those patterns serving us? Are we happy with them, or are they controlling us? Because if they're controlling us, we're not happy with them, then those seeds produced vines that are possibly strangling us. I like to use a metaphor of poison ivy. Spiritual poison ivy, or emotional poison ivy, or mental poison ivy, or any other poisonous vine that can, if we don't tend to it, control us, hurt us, poison us. Dogma, that's inheriting and adopting ancestral trauma. That can be that spiritual DNA of addictions, of victim mentality, of violence, of arrogance, of lack of empathy towards other human beings, tending more to plants and animals than to humans. And there are many, many strange behaviors that humans can exhibit. And I mean, and it's hard to understand, but it is what it is. I look, I discern, I learn, and then I choose the best I can for myself and for those that ask for my help in changing patterns. I am blessed with a connection to a sacred lineage, ancient lineage that gives us knowledge, gives us tools, gives us healing modalities that are so powerful they can help to break those patterns, heal those ancestral patterns, and find that freedom to be who we are, to express what we want to express, to train the mind effectively to listen to what we want instead of being controlled by our subconscious. So I look at life from a perspective of choice, of victory over patterns, of victory over those seeds that might be controlling or harmful. Because that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in empowerment. I'm interested in healing. I'm interested in the truth as much as I can see it, feel it, hear it, experience it with all my senses, all my 10 senses, the 5 that are visible and the 5 that are not visible. I want to be awake and aware, because I know that will lead to awesome, my version of AAA, awake, aware, and awesome. I want to be aware of what I'm dealing with, even if it is harmful potentially, hurtful potentially, ugly potentially. I am trained to handle adversity. I want to help others do the same power, divine power that we all have, and optimize it and enjoy overcoming our obstacles, being strong and stable, and creating that beautiful garden of thoughts and emotions and ideas and plans and actions that are fun not only to do, to involve others in, and inspire to be healthier, happier, more joyful, more peaceful. It all leads to more abundance. And together we help this world transform into a better place. So that's what we can revisit every month. Whether it is with the solar energy or the full moon energy or the new moon energy, enjoy the cyclicity, because we can use it as a do-over, edit, onward, upward. Do again. Try again. So many are disappointed with failures. It's like, that didn't work. Okay, rewrite. Let's do it again. Reboot. Let's try again and do it better. We are here to learn. Of course we will fail. Of course we will be hurt and betrayed and see things that we can't believe people can do. So what? We learn. We grow. We heal, we move on. Those can be the choices
that we create. I believe it comes back to being aware. Because if we don't have the awareness, we're not even able to make the choices. So,
and that's the desire to know. That's the desire to wake up from something or someone trying to control our mind and tell us who we are and what we are. That's our own personal journey of discovery. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? Some of us want to know, where do I come from? Where do I go after this? And that's whether it's more existential or whether it's more, as I call it, touchy-feely.
Hmm.
I've discovered it, some the hard way, some the easy way. Because that is what I come back to maintain my inner peace and create my inner and outer bliss. I accept my challenges. I face them with as much courage as I have, try to be as objective as I can, and watch myself, observe myself, how well I handle my adversities in life, my challenges in life. And I welcome others to help me and learn with me and share with me. Some of it is professional, some of it is personal. What I enjoy is my human experience. And it is about joy. And with that joy and passion, it's easier to have purpose. And with purpose, it's easier to have abundance. When we combine that passion and love into what we do, abundance shows up. We get to exchange that peace and joy. We get to exchange the harvest, the fruits of our labors. I enjoy learning. I enjoy offering healing. I enjoy sharing fun. And all that can be as simple as preparing and sharing a meal, or as fun as I buy a membership to a good institute and we join in for fun visits.
All that is energy as our topic. And we're talking about, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking with Ms. Eula Pasternak, and we're talking about energy. And not the kind of energy that you would get from your local utility company, well, to an extent now, I say, because some of the energy that you're getting from your local utility company is solar energy. So I could say that maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't be able to have made that statement. But now that more and more of our utility companies are moving towards solar, I have to be careful with that statement that this is not the same energy as your utility company to utilize more and more solar energy. And some of that energy that we are talking about tonight is related to solar and solar energy. But we've also talked about lunar energy, spirituality, and how that ties in. You know, how does spirituality tie in with these energies that we're referring to? Are they one and the same?
But electricity is electricity. Electric flow is energy flow. So we can look at macro and micro. Everything is electric. Soil is electric. Food has electric charge. Plants are electric. How many of us have static in our clothing so when we touch each other, there is a electric charge? We are electric. It is all about energy, either a lighter density or much more dense, and that is the physicality.
Exactly.
Alchemically
that's
speaking.
Where I was headed with. That's
yeah,
where I was
fire,
headed.
Air, water and earth, and then ether or spirit glued with love or soul energy. We are electric.
So let's talk about what about the spirituality of energy? A little more.
That's what I'm saying. Chemistry or alchemistry? Physics or meta? physics.
Mm-hmm.
Biology based on what we see, or biology based on creative forces producing form. Everything is in motion. I enjoyed a phrase I saw on a bumper sticker. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. Seeds grow, often under pressure, whether it's a pressure from the water or pressure from soil. They sprout, they grow, and they produce amazing forms for us to admire, for us to utilize, to help us grow as nourishment, as beauty, as medicine, all a matter of perspective and focus. What do we focus on when it comes to healing? We can focus on physical healing. But physical healing will never be isolated from emotional, mental, and soul healing. They work together. Our mental health depends on the frequencies of joy and passion, the frequencies of the physical properties of clean water, clean food, the mix of our internal and external environments. And that depends on our choices. And choices depend on our choice of a level of awareness. Do I know how healthy I am? Do I feel healthy? Do I look healthy? Do I know what I'm breathing, I'm drinking, I'm eating? Do I know if the company I keep is actually sharing love or jealousy and hate? That affects us. Tools to maintain my electric or electromagnetic health. My own electromagnetic health, chemistry, brain is electrical. So much. Every cell in our body has a charge. It is all energy. We create our reality with a set of rules. How are they working for us? Old patterns, good patterns, they don't work anymore because we're not happy. We're not healthy. What can we change? What can we improve? Because this solar return, Scorpio, is about transformation, deeper truth. Sometimes change is uncomfortable, but often inevitable. If we are to make progress, we might need to change, and change often is feared, boned with, but ultimately inevitable. I remember commercials that I don't want to grow up. I want to be a kid forever. Well, hopefully, a healthy inner child. But as we grow, as we age, as we pursue our dreams and passions, we do need to change patterns how we function in the world. Take on of jobs, family structures, friends, relationships at work, different teachers, different leaders, different roles we assume. So how good is my flow? Energy flow. my creative energy. Flow. Energy wants to flow. Where do I make it go? Because those morsels of energy are the seeds of creation. Will it be the energy of joy and passion and love, kindness, cooperation? Will it
produce? Those choices? Those are choices, right? So with those choices come the ability to create.
They are creative forces. There are energy in motion. They're creative forces that then help us make choices. Alchemically speaking, we have different electromagnetic rays, frequencies coming into this world for us to create with. Some of them can be called archetypes. Do I follow a certain or be inspired by a certain archetype? You and I both follow the archetype of a healer and do it with joy, with confidence, with stability. Mm. Others choose different frequencies to harness and focus on. Choices are the result of creation. Creative forces are just coming in, and we utilize them and then manifest them in the physical as a thought, as a plan, as action, as a project, as a desire and reaching a goal.
Do we have any input on the creative forces that are coming in? Or are they randomly coming in? Are they specific to us? Do we draw certain creative forces to us? Are we innately born with those creative forces?
We inherit patterns. So the patterns of choices attract certain flow, attract certain frequencies to create with. And that is why the level of awareness, remembering who we are and what we are, maybe choosing to activate energy structures in us that give us access to stronger choices, can be a path we choose, because that is what I choose. Once I found the technology that is available to us by the ancients, was my choice for myself to study, to train, and to share with others. Because I enjoy power. I enjoy results when I put that power to good use and create good things in this world for myself and for others. I enjoy witnessing, healing, all of it, physical, emotional, mental, and soul level healing. I enjoy hearing that ancestral pattern of addiction stops with someone and it doesn't continue to future generations. That is my passion for life, my passion for work. That is what brings me not just joy, but fuels my purpose in life. I want to be that force of good to help other humans wake up, activate their divine nature, access that divine power that we all have, and change it into a force instead of just a little trickle of energy.
Wow.
I love sharing empowerment. And it's not me sharing. I'm just representing a lineage that goes back to our creation. I allow it to flow through me. I allow it to flow through me into someone's energy field to activate it, to open it up, to make it into something amazing. And then I get to hear about the amazing transformations. I get to witness that transformation. And that is my bliss.
Go ahead. The energy fields that you you refer to, you mentioned that those are inherited. And so...
Patterns are inherited.
Patterns are inherited. Is there one source or...
Come in with certain configurations. Some of them are ancestral. Some of them are choices that we may have arranged before coming into physical existence. But that is what our journey in this world is about. Remembering, learning, choosing, and mastering our choices. And blending in the old, the new, choosing what it means for us to learn and heal and grow and create. How do I express me, the real me? How do I grow into the real me? How much of the real me is me or pretend me because I follow other people's idea of me, advice, who I am, what I am? How direct is my connection to me in my as my God self in the higher realms? How authentic am I with myself and others? There's a lot of pretending in this world, a lot of false narratives, a lot of deception. How do each one of us deal with that? And how do we recalibrate our awareness to be authentic? All of us have choices. All of us have a connection. Then it's up to us to make that connection strong or keep it the way it is, even if it is weak, to our source, to our flow, to our support system that is on standby. Because if we don't know how to connect to it and use it and receive that support, then we stay the same. Get worse. But for those
that want to
heal, there is a lot of support. And that's the bliss of transformation, transmutation, and creating with different variables and getting different and better results. Go ahead.
I like to, speaking of that energy availability, those patterns, and how they are incorporated within our psyche and our essence and our fiber and being, as similar to a cell phone or a radio of old, meaning that which is terrestrial, in that the signal is always there. And it's a matter of whether or not you have the device tuned in.
Correct.
And if you remember, we used to turn on an analog basis. We used to turn a dial until we just finally tuned that station in as best as it could come in. And then, of course, we got into the digital world where it was on or off. You were into that,
yep,
into that area of reception, or you weren't. And there was a window of reception. And so I like to reflect back on the analog version where you could actually fine-tune. Of course, it's still important. If you're not connected at all, it doesn't matter how well you fine-tune. So going back to my initial statement of the analogy, I look at us, and that's where that awareness comes back into play. Because if we're not aware of the availability, I believe we've significantly impaired ourselves from utilizing any of that energy that's available. Your thought?
Absolutely. I often use the analogy of fiber optics and Wi-Fi. I mean, from analog to dial-up to what did we have afterwards? Fiber optics and Fios or whatever, and then now we're into Wi-Fi, and with the cell phone, I mean, how much more microwave technology do we need? Oh, 5G, oh, gee. So we are an amazing electromagnetic structure. This body, this physical body, has so much to offer. This energy, light body, has so much to offer.
Mm.
But it needs to be turned on. We cannot come in fully turned on into an infant body. We need to grow into our power. We need to grow into our choices. And with that comes choosing awareness, choosing our philosophy, choosing our way to sustain ourselves and heal physically, emotionally, mentally, and on a soul level. That is what the work, the mission in this world for humans is all about. Know thyself. Know the physical and emotional and mental and soul components so that the spirit finally gets to connect with our human experience. And that is both the secret and the journey of creating our truth. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? And make it a joyful, pleasant, beautiful, inspiring, blissful human experience. Because that can be the choice.
Eula, let's segue a little bit in our last few minutes here into some dialogue that you mentioned earlier, and that is the aspect of our souls, our soul journey.
Becky, okay.
What is our soul? How would you define soul?
I use the definition that the ancients offered us, that very light, measurably validated at death. There is a shift which we define as a soul. It's a connection, energetic connection between the physical and spiritual. And that connector helps us hear spirit in the flesh. And that is the structure that guides us and our emotions so we can put them in action in this physical world through our physical body. And that, for us, is to work with, to enjoy interacting with, to connect to activate, to grow, to share is so light. It needs to be connected to the dense physical world. And that is from my training, from what I follow as my definition, is the purpose and job of the soul body. And maybe it doesn't weigh much, but it's immensely powerful. And we enjoy saying, oh, that was a soulful connection. That was deep. That was, that touched my soul. Like, okay. So we are aware of it. But are we actually able to work with it? Enjoy interacting with it? And activating its power.
Are we spiritual beings first and foremost?
Well, that is the definition, different definitions we might work with. What is spirit? What is soul? What is mental? What is emotional? What is physical? That is what we work with as our personal philosophy. And either we come up with our own definitions or we adopt somebody else's. I agree with the definitions of the lineage that I represent. I can see how different philosophies have adopted pieces of it. So when I found the map, as I call it, in the lineage of King Solomon, that presented those pieces in a comprehensive whole, like wholesome structure for me that finally made sense. Like, that made sense. I am much more stable with my inner peace because I can bring in information that is new and maybe challenging me and cross-reference. And that can bring healing, that can bring stability, that can help me feel safe in this world. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and why I'm here. And with that stability and safety, I can navigate this world a lot more awake and aware. And that is what's available to all of us. So I hope everyone finds that approach to life and reconfigure personal philosophy, foster that inner peace, to have that stability, to look at the Taurus and the bull as stable, strong, able to discern and wait to create the bliss step by step, enjoying this physical experience, enjoying sharing the body and the mind and the heart and the soul with each other as we create this peace we all want in this world.
Wow. I would tend to agree. A lot is in the eye of the beholder. From my perspective, the spirituality of us, the soul, is that connection with the divine, that true essence of who we are.
We represent the divine, so we are part of the divine.
That is correct.
That's the structure that connects that divinity to physicality. And that's why I mentioned some of our purpose is negotiated with the divine and some of it is our choice. Let's make good choices. and have the courage to change our choices when we no longer like them, when they no longer serve us. Whether it's physical, emotional, mental, all, or at the soul level. Because that is, that defines who we are and what we are. Our choices, our fruits of our labors. And they are physical and mental and emotional and soul labors. That's the gardens that can make up the big garden that we represent as me. This is who I am. This is who I am inside and outside. This is what the world sees. This is what the world hears. This is how I touch this world and make a difference.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Miss Eula Pasternak, again, what an enlightenment. I truly, truly, with no exaggeration, enjoy fully when we're able to share space such as this on air with so many, giving love and incitement so that those who are attuned and tuned in can get at least a little better glimpse of who they are and what they are and their purpose. And for that, I truly, truly do thank you for being just who you are. I truly, truly do. And so I'm always looking forward to you as you return from time to time to bring us that spiritual enlightenment. This conversation this evening, discussing energy from very many angles, I believe has served many as we transcend to a new season. And your analogy of the harvest hopefully will instill some stimulation of thought for those going forward about how they can plant those seeds in their garden for harvest of the future. Truly, truly beneficial. Truly beneficial. Beautiful. Well, Eula, you know we're, as I said, always looking forward to the next time that you're with us. We did not get into our dialogue this evening with our listeners, but will you share with us how our listeners can reach out if they would like to touch base with you and have some further dialogue? By the way, listeners, for those of you who are not our regular listeners and are aware of Ms. Pasternak, Eula Pasternak is the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living. And she is a wellness expert specializing in human energy, in case you didn't gather that. And so, with that said, Eula, how can we reach you? How can we reach
you? My email address is my last name, Pasternak, P-A-S-T-E-R-N, as in Nancy, A-K, my first initial L, at outlook.com. You can call me or text me at 610-850-3319 or visit my website, theeucenter.com, theeucenter.com. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Daryl. Have an inspired full moon. Next, two more days, full power. Have a wonderful end of the month and great November. Focusing on our gratitude for all the bounties in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, so very true. With regard to Dr. Mendoza, as I mentioned earlier, he was actually at a conference, and he was trying to slip off. He's been actually texting me while we're on air, kind of giving me an update, because he was actually one of the keynote speakers, but he did want to join us this evening, and it's always a joy to hear his perspective of full moon energies and solar and lunar energies. He interestingly just texted me saying that he has just wrapped up his presentation. He was hoping that he would have been able to break away in between, which I find so interesting that he was willing to do that, and that he will join us hopefully next month as we embark on another full moon. And as Ms. Pasternak states, we'll be able to start anew. Because you did make that statement, am I right, Ms. Eula? That
absolutely.
With every full moon.
With every full moon, we can complete things, and every new moon, we can start things. But completion is a new beginning as well. That's
with every
the
full moon, we can complete.
Yes. And energize things. So enjoy the cyclicity. Enjoy completions and new beginnings. That's how blessed we are. Blessings.
Wow. That's special. All right. Well, listeners, if there's nothing pressing on your minds until next time, next week is Halloween. Enjoy your Halloween. For those who celebrate, enjoy your Halloween holiday. You know, there are those that think it's a pagan holiday and that it's a, you know, it's an evil thing. I remember as a kid, and I don't mean to belabor our closing, but as a kid, we celebrated Halloween, and it wasn't about, you know, this evil or devilish thing. It was just about dressing up and having fun.
And it is, in many traditions, a new year. Talk about starting
yeah.
over. Yeah.
Oh, Halloween, you're saying? The new one.
Yeah,
aware.
A new year on Halloween. Yeah, it's a new one.
So, for those of you who do celebrate that, enjoy, be safe. As I like to close with, for those of you and your families and loved ones, don't forget to let them know that you love them and you care for them, because we don't know what the next moment will bring. So when that crosses your mind that, you know what, I think I'll call cousin or dad or mom or whoever you're blessed, or daughter or son or friend, or maybe someone that you really don't know that just crossed your mind. Maybe that individual just happens to need someone to give them just a little bit of good energy. Because it really is all about love. It truly is. So with that said, Master Glenn said, can he close out the program? That's so interesting. Okay, we'll do that. We'll let him close out the program. Master Glenn, that's so good. So we're going to close it out. You want to hang with us a little bit while we do that? We'll reach out to Master Glenn and see how his conference went and if he would like to articles on our program this evening, so we'll see if we can do that and get our engineer to bridge him in and see what we have. Okay. If our technology will... Listeners, we do have Master Glenn on the line, and as I said, he probably would not be able to join us because his conference that he was at, and he was part of the agenda. But Master Glenn, affectionately known as and respectfully known as Dr. Glenn Mendoza, is on the air with us. Eula, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and we have Master Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Dr. Mendoza, thank you for taking the time out. We're so impressed with you.
Sorry, apologies. We have a dinner meeting. I'm president of the Pediatric Society of Rockland, four of us got award for 30 years of selfless service to the pediatric and neonatal newborn patients. So anyway, so that was the important thing. But
wow.
Thank you for bridging me for the group. I think my experience with Daryl is that the topics are relevant now, and I think anything that will really move us and inspire us to move ourselves forward in whatever form, where the core of the topics of the speakers that Daryl Clark has been inviting to his radio station. So I apologize to everybody for not being able to do my time because of this commitment that I had. But anything else I would like to, what would you like me to say? I think I hope this weekend we have energy. You spoke about energy. We're going to do it. We're going to have a workshop up in Boston, and starting tomorrow, and hopefully extend. We're doing pranic healing, which is an energy healing, the fastest complementary therapy related to energy healing in the world, and we're going to reignite the pranic healing groups actually up in Boston area in Massachusetts. So hopefully we could extend to the people the importance of energy in health, well-being, sometimes disease, and areas of our lives that are important in improving energy or understanding the role of energy. So I thank this also for Daryl for really helping us out, have a platform to express this endeavors that we have.
Yes, Master Glenn, you often say everything is energy and energy is everything. And Ms. Pasternak was actually speaking to something very similar. So before you close, can you just give us a little bit of the that significance and the from your perspective the utilization, the potential utilization of energy that is available to us at all times. Except I know that's a kind of a vague somewhat question, but address it in any way that your energy brings you to address that.
I think for the listeners it will be apropos and timely to talk about energy in our life. First, let's do it in our physical life, our health and well-being. Energy, if you understand energy, energy must flow. Just imagine our physical body. If energy is flowing, we are healthy, and there's health and there's well-being. That's the idea. So we work disease or address any disease that is there or do preventative actions. And this one you could do through healing, through diet, to actually proper attitude also. We were just talking among some of the physical therapists that a person with a small pebble in the toe, day in, day out, and on a shoe, will affect all the energies, not only the legs, but everything. So that's an example on the physical body. So we need to have healthy foods. We need to have a healthy environment. We need to have a healthy lifestyle. We need to have a healthy emotions also. So the emotions are very important. These are energies. As we know, love is energy. As we know, hatred is a negative counterpart of love. So also, we have to have a proper attitude and loving attitude about things. And also, we have to have proper energy and mental aspects. So these are the areas that we could incorporate right in our lives. Right thoughts, right words, right feelings, and right actions express rightly and wholesomely and properly will go a long way for some of the conditions that we know for that. Let me tell you one of the key ingredients of the talk that I, these are medical talks, these are doctors who are talking. It's called epigenetics. Epigenetics is not the DNA or the genes. These are outside genetics. We know about genetics. We know about DNA. We know about RNA. But what happened, epigenetics are the ones that turn on or turn off genes. So either proper attitude, other environment, they turn on or turn off the genes. So just visualize that we have oncogenes. Oncogenes are cancer genes, and somehow they're turned on by aberrant or abnormal environment, sometimes elements, and this could change our lives. So those are another aspect of energy on a micro genetic level that could affect our health. I'm moving it fast forward. We're in on our present way, wherein you could apply energy healing in your physical conditions or emotional conditions or mental conditions through meditations and proper use of energy. Sorry